Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
My name is Max and my mouth is full.
That is a very true statement right now.
Yep.
Full of toast. Who eats toast at 4 in the afternoon?
I do.
Yeah, you can never argue with toast. You know what I used to like as a kid? This just is going to date my age. You used to take toast. You used to put some regular ass sugar on that shit, a little bit of butter, and some cinnamon, and you had cinnamon toast.
Fuck yeah.
And it was delicious.
I've done that. That's delightful, man.
Yeah. Thinking about poverty's food when I was a kid. Anyway, this is the podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And we're back. Hey, we didn't let a whole month go without doing an episode.
Nope, just almost a month.
Almost a month. But we got one in. Halloween time is coming. But, you know, Halloween's on a Friday this year.
Okay.
Do you remember as a kid when Halloween was on a Friday?
Yeah, and then you got all weekend to eat your candy.
And you got to go out later because it was on a Friday.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, at least if I remember correctly, it used to get dark earlier when I was a kid around Halloween time. Then they changed it to like November.
Yeah, they pushed daylight savings time back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It used to be dark when you would go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Mm-hmm. There was a period of time when I was a kid and I'd go trick-or-treating. Every year, without fail, I'd get fucking sick.
Really?
Yes.
That sucks.
Yes. It was not fun. I don't know why I went on that tangent. Because it's October.
Yeah, it is.
And I haven't seen a good horror movie yet, either.
All right.
This month.
I saw Tremors a few days ago.
Tremors is not, like, I don't...
It's not horror. It's a monster movie. It's a great monster movie. It's a classic. Monster movie.
I haven't seen a good horror movie, something that I'm like, that's fucking me up.
Me either. I generally, I don't like horror movies unless you can add, like... Unless it's like horror's kind of part of what it is, but right. It's not just horror.
There's a movie that came out a little while ago called Weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be pretty freaky. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet, though.
Like, what? One of my favorites is the Cabin in the Woods.
Yes.
Because it's horror, yeah. But it's also really funny.
Yeah, there's some comedy in it. That's always good when they can pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
When they can pull off a little comedy in their horror. But I see, I've never been big on, like, Scream or I Know What You Did Last Summer. I've never been big on those franchises.
Those are slasher movies, yeah. Which is a specific horror subgenre.
I've never been into them. Like, I liked the first Scream movie, but I was like, dude, you don't need to do 12 movies around this.
Well, they do if there's money to be made.
We've already covered that before, yeah. But that's another franchise they've tried to reboot, like, fucking 9 times, 10 times, something like that.
Yeah.
And they just redid I Know What You Did Last Summer, and it was horrible. So don't go see those ones. But hey, if you are listening to this and it's before Halloween and you want to chime in, let me know a good horror flick to check out before, you know, November comes.
Yeah, do it.
Because I'll have this up before Halloween. I promise you that.
You know what I was thinking about a movie that kind of came and went and I never got around to seeing it. And I was like, you know, I should just like go online and find it and watch it. The Human Centipede.
I'm not into movies like that. I'm like, why do I want to watch that?
Well, it might not be horror, but it sounds pretty horrific.
Right.
And like, you know, I enjoy a movie like that. I don't love a movie like that, but I enjoy it. Like,
right.
Did you ever watch Tusk?
No.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away, but it's a fucked up movie about a fucked up thing that happens to a guy.
Right.
Yeah.
You see, I've never been into like watching shit like that. I don't know why. I did see a movie with Nick Cage in it though that I was like really blown away by how good it was.
What was it?
The Surfer.
Never,
it's on Hulu.
Never heard of it.
Dude, it's good. Check it. It's fucking strange. I can't like describe it to you. It starts out one way, and then it goes into this other fucking other thing. It's so good.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage has perhaps starred in more movies than on anyone Hulu. Else alive. and just in the history of movies.
Straight to DVD now.
More all than his, anyone like, you else
could
alive.
Find, you could find so many Nick Cage movies on Hulu. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And movies where he doesn't like, he plays like either the star role or the main supporting role.
Right.
Which you could think of like a co-star role.
Right.
Like, and he comes out with like 5 or 6 a year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really crazy. So that's enough about movies, I think.
Daniel Day-Lewis comes out with 1 a decade.
Yeah, he retired though.
Yeah, but he always unretires after 10 years and does another one.
He's always one of those guys that does that method acting thing where they're just in character all the time.
Yeah.
I think that would fucking bother me if I knew somebody that was like that and they were like, I'm working on a film and I'm this dark, mysterious, brooding fucking character. I think I would like not talk to my friend if he was into that kind of method acting.
It, probably me too, but you can't deny the result.
No, you can't.
I mean, you watch that guy in a movie and it's captivating.
But if he was your friend, right? He was your boy and you guys hung out. You'd just be like, dude, come on. You're not, there's no cameras here. It's just you and
yeah,
me.
No, I don't want to be hanging out with Bill the Butcher.
Yeah. Can we just chill?
Yeah.
Can we just like hang out in the garage?
Or the fucking guy from There Will Be Blood. Yeah. I drink your milkshake.
You're like, bro, come on. It's just us. We're playing cards here. Could you imagine you're playing cards with all your bros in the neighborhood? Daniel Day-Lewis is there.
Sure. And he's just Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Fucking got the beard and everything.
4 score and 7 years ago. You're like, dude, come on. I'm trying to introduce you to the neighborhood.
But, you know, at least Honest Abe wouldn't bluff.
Exactly. Exactly. So I was thinking about this. Yeah, since we haven't recorded in a while, it happened to me a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember where I was in line somewhere with a client of mine mm-hmm. for work.
Yeah.
Dealing with some of his money issues. And he's a little, how do I say it? He's a little loud.
Okay.
He can be a little loud. Not in a mean way, but like, just the way he talks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this lady turned around and shushed us. Like, shh.
That's rude.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, how do you shushed a grown ass man.
Yeah, that's actually intensely rude now that I think about it. To be it would be one thing if she said, could you please keep it down?
Well, see, that's right? like the non-passive-aggressive way to do it. Like the shushing somebody to me.
To shush somebody?
Is like passive-aggressive.
That's it, it really is.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you can turn around
it's just aggressive.
Yeah, you could turn around and just say, hey, could you guys be quiet?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
You turned around and you just went, and it was a fool. It wasn't like just a shh. It was like, shh, she had the face too. That mean that, shh,
yeah,
like almost teacher face.
Yeah, fuck this lady.
It was dude, and I was just blown away. I was like, dude, who shushes people? And then I go home and I'm watching this episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they're
with
talking
the shusher?
About, with the shusher. They get it.
They get, you know what I get, you know that I never fully thought that episode through.
Right.
Because I thought it was just one of those silly episodes where they overreact
to
something.
It's so funny.
And they are overreacting to something. But I, you know, now that I think about it, having this conversation, if somebody full on shushed me just out in the world,
right,
I would be more than a little irked about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you go to a police station and file a police report?
For aggressive shushing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a composite sketch made? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it was just rude. I'm like, the guy that I'm with, the client that I'm with, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He don't get it. And what does he do with the shush and how rude the shush was? He fucking gets louder.
I think that might be the appropriate response almost.
And then she makes a face.
Yeah.
The face is what did it to me. The face after the shush was just like, really? Did you have to make the face too?
Yeah, she did. She's the kind of person who shushes. Do you think she won't make a face?
She made it, and she couldn't just say it. She just sat there and was like, mean face.
Yeah.
The meanest white lady face you could think of.
Oh, I know the face.
Yeah.
And all she had to do was use English.
Yes.
And a little bit of, like, common courtesy.
Yes.
You know?
And she could have just said, could you please be quiet? I mean, he wasn't even that loud when he walked in.
Yeah.
Granted, he got loud after he got shushed, which I would have done too.
Yeah, me too.
Like, hey, you shush me, I'm going to talk super loud now.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he was fucking hilarious. He's like, they're asking me to be quiet. Why are they asking me to be quiet? Hands all up in the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big and loud.
Big and loud. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I got to say. And then it de-escalated. It was just, dude. Like, if you're out there in the world, it's one of those things, man. If you're out there in the world and you're shushing people, don't do it.
I agree.
Don't be a shusher.
Don't do it.
It's rude.
Don't be a shusher.
It's like the rudest thing you could do.
It is a very rude thing.
And that, and people don't have credit. People can't do, people just can't say like, hey, could you be quiet? Like, just ask you.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, could you keep it down? Like, I will tell a person if they're being too loud. I'll be like, hey, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right? Like, or hey, man, could you keep it down?
I think that's probably the better thing to do. Because shut the fuck up isn't necessarily any less rude than shushing.
Right.
It's just a little less. I would rather somebody tell me to shut the fuck up than shush me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, absolutely. It's like, dude, shush me?
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't shush me.
Come on. We're grown ass adults.
Yeah.
We're grown ass people. And you don't need to walk around. I could get it if I was like a little kid. Little kid. Shh.
Yeah.
You know, be quiet. If you shushed me and then said, could you please be quiet? I would even accept that.
I feel like if I shushed somebody, and I can imagine being out in the world and having the urge to shush somebody.
Right.
Like, they've got me, like, so annoyed and frazzled that English isn't an option for me in the moment.
Like, if you're at Costco.
Yeah, if I'm at Costco, yeah.
And that's so that's a place where you can shush somebody.
I can imagine myself shushing somebody, but the second that the came out of my lips, I feel like I would then feel a need to apologize to the shushy.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, I shushed you and I should have just said, shut the fuck up. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I would feel the same way.
Yeah.
I think the only place that it's appropriate to do that is like in a movie theater. And it's a big crowd at the movie theater.
Yes.
And the movie's starting.
Yes. I agree. In a movie theater. And that's because it's like expected.
Right.
And if somebody's talking or making noise during a movie.
Right.
They're acting like a child.
Yes.
And there's not an excuse for it unless they're having a fucking heart attack or some shit. And a shushing is in order. Because you shush children.
Yes. I've been shushed at many a movie theater, and it hasn't offended me like it offended me when I got shushed at the bank.
Yeah, no, I you could also get shushed in the library.
The library is understandable too.
Yeah.
Like that's like something you're like, oh yeah, it's a library. I should be quiet.
Yeah.
And I've seen that go down at the library plenty of times where people are like, oh yeah, it's the library.
Yeah. I feel like part of a librarian's training is
how to shush.
How to shush.
And like how to do the appropriate non-aggressive shush.
Yeah. How to shush non-offensively,
yeah.
Right? How to take the shush and be non-offensive and not distracting with the shush itself and be able to direct it at the desired shushy.
Yes. See, and that's the appropriate way to do it. But if you're in a bank, and here's the other part of it that really got me.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like nobody else at this bank, right? There was the tellers, there was this lady in line, there was me and my client. That was it.
Yeah.
And they said, next, please. And she was walking up and my client said something kind of loud. He was loud. I will give him that.
Yeah, fine.
And she turns around and just, even with the finger in her mouth.
Man, fuck this lady.
And I felt violated.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go out in the world, man.
You can't be shushing
don't
people.
Don't be shushing people.
Except in very specific. Right?
Library.
Yeah.
We've library, movie theater. That's pretty much it.
That's
right. Maybe your home.
Or like anybody who's not yet old enough to have their first pube.
Yes.
You know, given a greater range of contexts, it's acceptable to shush them.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. That's acceptable. So there's that. And then I was listening to the radio today and I thought of this when I was listening to the radio. We always do things that we say we like, but mm-hmm. we actually hate.
Yeah.
What are some things you pretend to like, but you actually hate?
Give me a second here. I need to think of something.
There's got to be something. Because, I mean, I could picture it like you're married. There's got to be some things you pretend to like.
Oh, yeah. But you, right now you're asking me to out a lifetime of lies. So I need to be selective and I need to think about one.
Well, I'm not asking you to just out. I mean, you could just, you know, generalize it.
When she does that thing with her finger. I'm just joking.
Because, oh, I mean, man. I know for me, there's things that I pretend to like that I hate. right? Like, I pretend to like, there's like people that I pretend to like, but I'm like, dude, I don't want to be around this person.
Oh, I know.
And I think people probably more than likely feel the same way about me. You know what I mean?
Like people's children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I could pretend for like an hour to like your kids.
Uh huh.
But then I got to go.
Yeah, I got to go. I have adult things to do away from here.
Yeah. People's kids. That's something I'm getting good at too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm getting some more than an hour now. I could pretend to like your kids for a while.
Yeah.
But there comes a breaking point where I'm just like, dude, I got to go and zone out on TV or something now.
Yeah.
I've been around too many kids for like 2 hours.
Yeah. Maybe somebody's sample tape.
Somebody's what?
Their sample tape.
Oh, their sample tape?
Yeah. They're like, hey, I wrote this song.
And
Yeah.
I've done that one where I was trying to be like Bob Dylan when I was just starting out playing guitar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was fucking, I wasn't that good. I was not good.
I believe it.
But people tolerated it. I know they didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretended to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Until somebody actually told me the truth.
Well, there you go. There you go.
There was a period of time where I pretended I liked construction. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I could do that. I could do the trades. Like, that's a man job.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing this. Like, I was convinced myself I could be a laborer.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it. I fucking hated every minute of it. And it wasn't until somebody was like, dude, you're not cut out to do this. Like, you're just not good at it. And I wasn't. I was not any good. There's like manual labor. I tried to pretend I was good at it, but I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
So now I hire people that are good at it.
There you go.
Paying bills.
I actually like that.
There's a part of me that likes it. There's a part of me that's like, dude, that's $150 I could use on something else.
Yeah, but you can't because it's, you already spent it.
Yeah.
See, yeah. I like paying my bills and then being like, oh my God, I have no more bills to pay.
See, that's the feeling I like at the end.
Yeah. The only thing is like within the next week, a new bill comes.
Yeah.
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 But. What, like, I enjoy knowing that I'm like, oh my God, I'm paid off.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
I spent enough time kind of like struggling to get this paid and that paid.
Right.
That when it's like, oh wow, right now, right this moment, it's all paid.
Right.
It's nice.
So on this little thing that I heard on the radio, there was a questionnaire and some people answered, and some of the top answers for it were one guy said his job. Like, mm-hmm. he pretends to like his job, but mm-hmm. he secretly hates it.
Yeah.
Which I get.
Oh, co-workers.
Yeah. But most of my coworkers are actually all right.
Yeah. Also, you don't do a lot with your coworkers,
no,
do you? I don't do a lot with my coworkers either. It's mostly me alone in
the truck.
Yeah,
we don't go hang out or nothing after work. Yeah. It's just you go to work and they're there and you gotta be tolerable to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you tell jokes or whatever. Yeah. You know, work-friendly jokes.
Yeah. And nothing offensive.
You pretend to enjoy their company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them was work. The other one, which I thought was kind of funny, is when my wife tries to cuddle with me. It wants to be the big spoon.
That's really like a mood-dependent kind of thing.
See, I've never minded if a girl wants to be the big spoon.
I also don't mind if she wants to be the big spoon, but sometimes I just don't really want to be touched.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't say to your significant other, oh, gross, don't touch me. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That just sounded interesting. Like, I pretend to like my wife cuddling me being the big spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, see, that one doesn't bother me too much. And then one girl said her husband.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That is rough.
Could you imagine being married for so long that you're actually at a point where you just pretend to like the person you're married to?
Right. At this point, you're just sort of committed to it.
You're like committed to the bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To the bit.
You're committed to it at this point.
Yeah.
You're committed to being this couple that everybody sees as this happy couple or whatever.
And it's like, I don't want to go apartment. I don't want to find an apartment or anything.
I don't want to do any of that.
Dating seems like it really sucks.
Then we gotta split all the fucking furniture.
Yeah.
Might as well just pretend I like her still. At that point, you're probably like living, you have like your separate rooms. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're just like, oh, I'm going to just stay in my man cave tonight.
Yeah. Yeah,
and play my video games all night.
Yeah.
Just so I don't have to be in bed with you and cuddle with you.
Actually, a long time ago, I lived with a girl and that was kind of, We sort of ended up that way.
Really?
But that only lasted a month or two before I just walked out.
Oh, is that the girl you walked out on Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's still one of my favorite stories.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't take it well, understandably, but it would have been even worse if I stuck around. So
it's one of those things where, you know, it's over, and there's no right way to be like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
You're just like, boom, I'm done.
Yeah.
I've been in like little 3-week relationships or whatever. Situationships. I don't know what they are. But I know when it's not going to work. You know what I mean? Like, I pretty much know, like, when it's not, and I don't waste any time anymore to try to, like, oh, maybe this is the one. Like, if I know there's certain things that I do that piss her off, or she does that piss me off. Like, I can remember one time I was dating this girl for, like, a month. Things were okay.
Mm-hmm.
They were going pretty good. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, this could be serious.
Mm-hmm.
This could lead to somewhere. And then all of a sudden she starts doing these little things. And I'm just like, no, I'm not digging this. Right. She starts like one of the things she did was she would hang out with dudes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, oh, they're just my friends. And I'm just like, no, they're not. No, they're not. Guys don't want to be friends with you.
Some do.
Some do. I mean,
I'm friends with some girls.
I know, but this is back when you're like 25.
Yeah, that might be kind of a different thing.
When you're 25.
Hey, when I was 25, I was friends with some girls too, but I was also like regularly getting laid with something else.
Yeah, but see, when I was 25, I did not want to just be friends with girls. I didn't learn that shit until I was late. Maybe I'm a late bloomer, which I probably am, but I didn't learn how to be friends with girls until I was like well into my 30s.
Mm. I learned that kind of early on.
Yes. Yeah. It made no sense to me to just be friends with girls.
But like in my early 20s, I couldn't do the just be friends with girls.
Right.
Even if I wanted to, I would eventually like get a crush and it would grow. And
what I tried to tell this girl. I was like, dude, they're all trying to get some.
Yeah.
They're all trying to get some. They're not your buddies. They just want to wait for you to break up with me or... Whatever.
They want to be in that position.
They want to be there.
When you're all sad and need some comforting.
They want to be there when you're all sad and you need somebody to, you know.
Yeah.
There was that, and then she didn't believe me, and then she didn't, man, it just got to a point where we just weren't compatible, and we were just going along with it, and I was just finally like, we can't just go along with it.
Yeah.
This is not... And she was like, no, but, you know, I want something serious and I want something. It's, we could work it out. Like, maybe in a year or two, we'll be, like, really in love. And I'm like,
whoa,
I'm not going to wait that long.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
And then, that's how I broke up with her. I'm like, I'm leaving now.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, I didn't learn any of that shit until I was later in my life. You know what I mean? Like, how to be friends with the girl and, like, and I had to start. And for me, I had to start somewhere where it was like, I have to be friends with a girl, but I needed to be friends with a girl that I wasn't attracted to.
All right, yeah.
And that's how it started for me. That's just the way I worked. You know what I mean? Like, she was like already married or whatever, and we just became friends.
Yeah.
So there was that. And then we got all kinds of crazy shit going on in the world.
Oh, the world is, I don't even want to talk about the world.
We won't talk about the world.
But hey, it seems like at least for now, they stopped like bombing Gaza.
That's good.
Yeah, that's nice. That's that's an improvement, right?
It is an improvement, considering how long it's been going on.
Yeah.
There's another thing I was thinking of too. Could you imagine like being around the guy, the first guy to ever sing a song, to ever try to sing?
Oh, do re mi.
Yeah, maybe not even that. Like, you're just hanging out one day, and all of a sudden, he's like, shut on, you crazy diamond.
Good song.
Yeah.
And he invented it in 10,000 BC, that first man to do it.
Yeah. And you're like, dude, why are you yelling?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, and he's like, no, you got to listen to it.
You got to listen to it.
And back then, they didn't have words for, like, tune and pitch and stuff.
No. So he just been all,
yeah.
All fucking weird.
All they had was grunts and ooga boogas.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're just like, dude, why are you yelling? Why are you talking weird?
I was like, no, it's not yelling. It's something new. I don't have a word for it yet. I don't
know what it is yet.
Yeah.
It's something new. It's exciting. It's exciting.
All right. Everybody thinks you're either angry or you're coming. And you're like, no. No, it's something else, man.
It's something. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, war. What is it good for?
Trying to explain that shit. No. Guys, listen. Mary had a little lamb. Yeah.
You always got to throw the whoa in there because he doesn't know any melody or anything.
That's right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like who did the whoa? What guy did the whoa? Which, not Michael Jackson. He didn't do whoa.
What guy did the whoa?
James Brown.
Oh.
Yeah, James Brown. He's like, zaba dabba dabba, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, he did some of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Yeah. You never understood what he was saying? You're like,
James Brown. Needed to.
Like, James Brown, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, I don't know, but zaba whoa, ba ba, ha. Dabba dooba da, whoa. Ow.
Yeah.
Kiss myself.
I like James Brown, man. Yeah. Yeah, that first guy. All right, here's a question.
Right.
Here's a question. What do you think they invented first, the singing or the drums?
I think the drums came first because they
or were maybe able to, not the drums, but like whacking shit to make
whacking shit first because they were like, hit this, it goes boom.
Right. And they're like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
If you hit this piece of wood, it goes boom. And if you hit that piece of wood, it goes bang. Tink. And if you hit that rock, it goes clock.
Yeah. So you had a drum, boom, tick. Click.
See, maybe it was like two guys and they just ate the wrong mushrooms.
Yes.
And one guy starts whacking stuff.
and the other guy
starts going, whoa.
And then starts busting out Shine On You Crazy Diamond.
Yeah, exactly. And they basically invent that shit at the same time.
This first band ever.
It is.
Couple of cavemen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit would be funny.
I like it.
It'd be almost like the first guy that invented fire, right? Like, all of a sudden, this guy's, like, trying to get warm, and he fucking invents fire.
Yeah.
So you have the drumming guy, you have the singing guy, and you have the guy that invented fire all hanging out together.
How do you think some guy did that? He was like, I'm going to take this stick, I'm going to rub it against some wood. And I'm just feeling really, I need to work out some energy, so I'm going to rub the, this is like the first autistic guy.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to rub this stick against wood, and then all of a sudden it fucking caught on fire.
He's like,
oh, shit, guys.
Why the singing guy's over there going, hooah.
Yeah.
And the drumming guy's banging on drums.
Yeah, but then the drumming guy's all pissed off, because like, I was banging on that wood. All right, so we invented drums.
Yeah.
Singing and autism all at the same time.
Yeah, back in 10,000 BC.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, America, or people wherever you're listening at.
Yeah.
Shit, yes. I think that's pretty good.
That's good. That's an episode, man.
Yeah, that's a pretty good episode. I think we could wrap it up. We could wrap it up right there.
Yeah, dude, we confronted the shushers.
Yes.
And we invented singing, drumming.
Yeah.
And autism.
And we were looking for a scary movie. So if you're out there and you've listened to the whole episode, it's a quick one. Drop us a line somewhere.
Yeah.
Email us, whatever.
Tell us a good scary movie to watch.
Tell us a good scary
I probably won't watch it because I'm scared of scary movies, but.
Before Halloween. I'll have this episode up before Halloween, I promise.
Hopefully. That's like a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, but I could get this edited down on Monday.
Nice.
So that's the plan anyway.
All right.
New episode dropping on Monday.
Yeah, I don't think we said anything we regret.
No, not on this episode.
That's great.
We're making a comeback. We're making a comeback to talking about nothing.
Yeah.
So until next time, America.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
All right.
Yeah.